Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,900. Juliana and Dana, ladies, ready to play today?
Hi. Yes, we're ready.
Are you feeling confident?
Yes.
All right. I would love to give you this money. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck. $4,900.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Raven's going to walk out. We have to wait for that door to close so he won't be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Remember, if you're not sure, just guess. The first thing that pops into your head, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, let's do it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number one, Travis and Jason Kelce moved their podcast to Amazon's Wondery in a deal worth more than $100 million. What's the name of their podcast?
I have no idea.
Number two, Steve Carell and John Krasinski crashed the set of the new Office spinoff to wish them well. What's that new spinoff called?
Welcome to Dunder Mifflin.
Number three, Billie Eilish is such a fan of the Uno card game that she designed her own deck that fans can buy. How many color suits are there on a standard Uno deck?
5.
Number four, Teen Titans Go was renewed for a 10th season. Which Teen Titan can transform into any animal?
Beast Boy.
Number five, a poll found that 2 novels, 1984 and To Kill a Mockingbird, most profoundly affected its student readers in high school. Name one of their authors.
Harper Lee.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. You've redeemed yourself at the end. 2 out of 5 for Juliana and Dana.
Not great. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
I think they got the 2 right that you'll get wrong. Let's
see. Okay.
Number one, Travis and Jason Kelce moved their podcast to Amazon's Wondery in a deal worth more than $100 million.
Wow.
What is the name of their podcast?
New Heights.
Correct.
You hear that he's also signed that jean deal with American Eagle.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a whole clothing line, actually. And I was looking at it. I don't know.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. The check's going to cash. That's all it is.
Yeah, I won't be buying it for my husband, I don't think. Number two, Steve Carell and John Krasinski crashed the set of the new Office spinoff to wish them well. What's the new spinoff called?
The Paper.
Yes. Number three, Billie Eilish is such a fan of the Uno card game that she designed her own deck that fans can buy.
Wow.
How many color suits are in a standard Uno deck?
There's 4 colors and wild cards are black.
Yes. What are the 4 colors?
Red, green, blue, yellow?
Yep. Number four, Teen Titans Go was renewed for a 10th season. Which Teen Titan can transform into any animal?
I'm just going to say the only one I know is Raven.
No. Beast Boy.
Nope, sorry.
Number five, a poll found that 2 novels, 1984 and To Kill a Mockingbird, most profoundly affected its student readers in high school. Name one of their authors. Got 2 chances here.
The Orson Welles and Stephen King.
No. Noted both of them.
Okay.
No. Huh? Yeah. As predicted, Juliana and Dana, you got the 2 right that he got wrong.
Give me one of them names.
It was George Orwell wrote 1984, and Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, whatever.
3-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Awesome. This is Juliana, and I can't beat Raven.
Thank you. Hold on. We're going to get all your info. Raven, did you just say that it's garbage?
Garbage.
The greatest novel works of all time.
Yeah, garbage. I'm reading Finders Keepers right now. 2 in the trilogy of Mr. Mercedes from Stephen King. You should check it out. Real good. 5 grand tomorrow, Anna. Mm-hmm.